I don't want to play this one anymore. Hold on.
You gonna change your mind in the middle?
Bit nervous here.
What?
Yeah, Billy Cobham. Billy Cobham, that's to all the women in my life. From his first album, Spectrum. And we have today's guest, Okema Okema Timor.
Because there is another Okema Moore out
oh,
there.
Oh, I know. Okema Timor. So Okema, tell me a story.
A story. Okay. The year was 1993. Atlanta. Georgia, Jack the Rapper. For those that remember when there actually were like legit music conferences that were about showing artists how to be artists back in the day. I was in a group. The name of the group was CIA. It was called Cuties in Effect. It was the 90s, don't judge us.
I thought you were about to say you were in Moke and stuff.
No, but I mean, might as well.
Okay.
Might as well. It was 93, so I was 13. Yes, I don't mind telling my age, it's okay. Because I don't look it, so I don't ever mind people knowing exactly what it is. So we were at the conference. Our two road managers who were female, because we were all girl group. We were kind of like the female ABC, which is funny because Biv tried to sign us at one time, but he had like 85 other groups, so our management was like, yeah, no. But we're out there, and the purpose of the conference was to introduce new artists as well as have, you know, veteran artists out performing or whatever. And we're on the corner getting ready to go to another event, and Tupac and Digital Underground, Tupac standing there with, I forget the other guy's name that's in, I Get Around, the little short one.
Money B.
Okay, so Tupac's standing there with Money B, and this van pulls up, and it's the rest of Digital Underground in this van. Tupac grabs two random girls off the corner, tosses them in the van. Money B closes the door, and they pull up.
Wait, you just got me to snitch on Money B? Like that?
Wait, no, the girls were already all in their faces. Okay, like, it wasn't a kidnap. Like, the girls were already, but I'm 13, so I'm just looking around like, what is happening? We get to the hotel, the Peachtree Marriott, where the host is the host hotel for the event. And all of a sudden, this melee breaks out. Snoop's camp and Uncle Luke's camp have a huge fight. They had beef. Now, I don't know if Snoop and Luke had beef, but Snoop's camp,
beef.
Right.
They had beef.
So Snoop's camp and Luke's camp are losing their minds in the middle of the Peachtree Marriott. I was there.
Because Luke had a song called Cowards of Compton, and that was
okay. Oh, wow. So that was what that was. So all of the guards leave their posts, run to the middle of the hotel because that's where the big fight is happening. Who's at the door because they didn't have passes and they were trying to get in to meet people? 702. We've seen them all weekend.
I have a thing.
We've seen them all weekend, nice. Right? Walk man into them. You know, we're brand new artists. Nobody knows who we are. And we wind up sneaking them in while the guards are not at the door.
702?
Yes. Who at the time, Mila wasn't in the group yet.
Really? Before Camila?
Because it was when it was just the sisters, before the other sister died. Irish died.
Irish died.
Because it was Orish, Irish.
Did I know that Irish died?
One of their sisters passed away. I think it was from sickle cell or something. One of their sisters passed away. It was when it was the group. It was the same version
they
of
were
the group.
All light-skinned, what you're saying.
It was the same version of the group that did the song with Subway. That's who they, Games We Play. They had a song with a group called Subway called Games We Play. Anyway, we sneak them in. They wind up meeting Michael Bivins that weekend. He tells them he's going to be in Vegas later that month or something. They meet him backstage in Vegas. They got their deal, which was pretty cool.
They
don't owe us nothing. We ran into each other. It was all just the universe conspiring to make sure people see what they want to see and their dreams happen.
You don't never like listen to their interviews and like just hear how they got started to see maybe there were some girls that let us in backstage.
No, I know. I mean, it wasn't, you know, I mean, that whole weekend that was the weekend JD dropped the skate. We used to always get yelled at because their harmonies were so tight. And we used to be like, our management used to be like, that's how tight y'all need to be. We got to perform on the stage that weekend with Big and Pac at the same time, which was crazy. I'll never forget that weekend. So that's my story.
So that's a pretty good, that's the first time I love all my guests. This is, that was the first story I actually was like it's
interested
not one. Well, one young woman, she peed her pants, but this was a good one. Really? So, cause I thank you. Cause I really, when I was younger, I really liked Camila. So, you know, that's a thing.
Mila is dope. That's music's baby mama.
So. See my shoulder drop?
Yeah,
that's
I did.
When I found out that Megan Good smoked cigarettes. I just can't deal
with
these
things. Well,
she
probably doesn't now.
Oh, because of the guy.
Yeah, Devin is like, Devin has been so good for her and her reputation. It's awesome.
I would have been sort of good.
I mean, you probably would have. You're awesome.
Thank you. As they look at your notes and tell me about myself later on because I forgot things. So you were a singer first.
Okay, so I started on Sesame Street in the 80s. I was part of Big Bird's Flap Gang. I was part of the Grouchketeers.
I don't know this. This is in your bio? I don't remember reading
it. It is in my bio.
Your bio at all?
Okay. Which I sent you.
I didn't read the bio. This is why I didn't read the bio.
I know.
No, this is why I didn't read the bio.
Oh, why?
Because I found that people that I know and that I read the bios and stuff like that or listen to interviews, I feel kind of like I'm kind of cheating and then I'm
got
not
you.
Getting it for the first time.
Okay,
you know?
Well, no, I'm all for it, you know. I'm all for it.
Because the 702, is that in your bio?
Why would that be in my
That's
bio?
That's what I'm saying. So we never have gotten that.
Why would that be in my bio?
We never gotten that, but you know.
Yeah, no, I started on Sesame Street. It was random. My mother was a young mother and she really wasn't, in the mommy space yet. Mm. And I had just moved back from Guyana, lived with my grandparents. And my grandparents were older, and she just wanted me to stay out the way. So she would be like she really wasn't, we didn't have the relationship we have now, put it that way. And so the easiest way to keep me out of my grandmother's hair on a weekend was to have me do everything. So I was in tap, ballet, jazz, I was acting, I was singing, anything to keep my entire Saturday consumed and not drive my grandmother crazy. Because I was the only child at the time that I know of. And so that's how that went. But I then joined a group later, CIA. And after the group, we started performing
what
around
are,
the
what
city.
What are you doing? What is you?
I'm not doing anything.
Oh, that's good. Is that an app? That should be an app when like someone's not doing.
No, it's not.
Some of you are reading a script over
I'm
there.
Like,
okay,
no,
go ahead.
No, I know my story. See, it's not
a
script.
Guyanese.
So it's not a script. So I don't have to worry about you know.
Right. Watch out for us crazy Guyanese men.
You know what? Don't start. Don't start that just yet. We got time for that. And so you know, I joined the group. And we used to do like the Arc, and we used to do the All Stars,
and Flatbush behind Sid.
Yep, we used to kill it at the Arc. We used to do the All Star Talent Show. We won a bunch of times. We did Crazy Sam's Victoria 5 shows. Won that. We did the Apollo. Won that. So
but you this fast forward. You did the Apollo a couple years ago, didn't you?
It was crazy because when I did the Apollo a few years ago, it was literally 20 years later.
Wow.
As a solo artist, whereas I had done it with my group 20 years prior. In a group.
I was very proud of you, the Apollo
thing.
I was
thank
like, oh,
you.
Shit,
I was so nervous.
How did you do?
I won second place.
What was it? Was it the
it was
amateur night?
Mm-hmm.
So it was on TV?
No, it wasn't. Oh. So the way that they used to do it is you had to win a certain number of amateur nights to get to the televised.
Okay.
Except for the people that were just so terrible that they were entertaining, and so they went straight to the televised
so
show.
It seems like... are you a child star? Like, what would you call yourself?
No, I have always been in the business in some capacity, but I would never say that I'm a child star because I'm not even an adult star.
But
so,
was it
like
you're a star to me? But was it ever a break in between Sesame Street and now, or was it always gigs?
Yes,
gigs?
Okay. There's definitely been breaks. You know, after the group, so we had a deal in '95 with Tamar's husband Vince. And Barry
Who's
Hankerson,
Tamar
Braxton's husband, Vincent Herbert, and Gladys Knight's ex-husband, Aaliyah's uncle, Barry Hankerson. They had a label before Black Round. We were on Elektra.
That's the big word, Belle, because usually I use it for like big vocabulary words, but you throw all those names at me that I don't know. Like, yes, John Jackerson.
Hilarious.
From so-and-so. Like, terrific. Go ahead. John Jefferson, cousin.
Gladys Knight, ex-husband.
Right. Okay.
Barry Hankerson, who was Aaliyah's...
He's Jewish?
No, he's black. Who's okay. Aaliyah's uncle, who owned and ran Black Round, the label. Before Black Round. Before Black Round, they had a label on Elektra. It was Barry and Vince.
Mm-hmm.
They had a production deal. And so we had a development deal under their production deal. Back when they had development deals. I'm dating myself for real now.
You're still younger than me, so you're...
So we got a deal with them, and then something happened. I don't really know. I was a minor, and I wasn't really in the business part of it, so I didn't really know what happened, but we got shelved. And my mother, who by then had started to take more of a role in my life, was like, that's cute, now you're going to college. So...
Your father's Guyanese.
My father's Guyanese. My mother is Bajan and Louisiana Creole.
So how old were you when you came?
Four.
Four.
Okay. And then I would go back and forth home till I was 10, and I haven't been back since.
Where in Guyana?
Sutherlandville in Georgetown.
Okay. So you say that your mother got back into, who was the one that was really driving you into the business?
There were a lot of outside influences from my family. Is a family of city and state workers, government, education. Nobody really was in creative spaces in my family. It was just me. I was the black sheep in that way. Speaking of black sheep, shout out to my cousin Lauren, who was Little Bo Peep in Drez's Black Sheep video. Anytime I say black sheep, all I can see is Lauren and her little blue peep outfit.
The one that had the big like lollipop or something. Oh man, my childhood. Thanks, your cousin. Is she the Bajan side or that she's the,
she's
the Guyanese? Oh, yes. Guyanese all-star right there. So Guyanese invasion, so you're kind of like...
Guyanese invasion. With a little Louisiana Creole mixed in there.
So,
But basically, I quit the business after we lost the deal. I thought that the business was super janky and I didn't understand because we were supposed to, you know, we felt we were on this trajectory. We were touring with everybody. We opened for everybody at that time. SWV, Joan, Lyra, Riff. We were touring with the Black Expo. We were doing all this stuff. We were going to How Can I Be Down, Jack
Y'all
the Rapper.
Good.
Yeah, we were. And I mean, that's not me saying it because like I wasn't that good back then, but we were collectively great. You know, there was a great producer, engineer. His name is Eli Tubo, who is to this day like Big Brother Eli. He was Eric B. and Rakim's producer. And he was producing a song for us. And I had never had a lead in a song. And because I had this like little tiny mousy voice. And they didn't, and I was terrible with harmony. Like I was always off key. And they wanted to kick me out the group. And Eli and this vocal duo, Tahaka and Tunde Ra, I think they still rock. I work with their big uncle, big cousin. Unkra is who I work with now, but they were like his.
Tahaka and Tunde Ra.
Ra. So they helped me get my vocals together, and Eli was the first person to put me on a song on lead vocals. And they all were like, my management was against it. They were like, she's not a lead singer, you know, she doesn't have the look. Like, I was the little girl who grew up,
how did that feel?
I was petrified because I was content with being in the background. I wasn't the pretty one. I wasn't like the superstar dancer. I was a rapper who became a singer. So it was like,
So before 93, before CIA, you were rapping?
No, I was rapping in CIA.
Oh, you were like the Mike Bivens of CIA.
Right.
You can't give Mike no solos. He's talking about, she's rapping.
Right,
okay, got it.
Right. And then when I started singing, I was like, oh, this is so much better than that other stuff. I can do this. And I
then you became Ronnie DeVoe.
Is that how that works?
Yes.
Okay.
Because Ronnie can take a lead. I mean, Ricky obviously is the one who is the best singer.
Are you recording this?
I'm doing IG. Don't. First of all, that was such a creepy question that you would never catch me. But yeah, this is IG Live. And actually, I stopped it because I can't, the upper body strength.
Well, that's why I was saying, if you pull this up, I'll do IG Live. I mean, I'll do Facebook Live. No. I mean, so I can rest the phone there.
Oh, Facebook Live. All right. Yeah, hang on a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Dope. So they just get you and they just be talking to.
No, I'm going to. I like to turn it.
Again. Creepy.
Sometimes.
So you quit for a. So where did you go? You didn't go to Martin Luther King. You didn't go to LaGuardia. You didn't go to. Goddamn. MLK? Here you go.
No, I went to A. Philip Randolph. I went to campus.
A. Philip Randolph.
I went to campus before it became a dumping ground.
Okay. That's high school?
A. Philip Randolph?
Yeah.
So on City College campus.
Oh, okay. I remember we met, actually, what school you went to. That's like one of my opening lines, usually.
Is it?
You know when we met?
Is that one of your opening lines?
No, it was when I was younger, but you remember when we met?
I do know where we met.
You want to tell them? Because it...
So, I don't even remember how I got on this video, but I was... I was in the background for this video that Shaz Nemilai was doing.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, that was Shaz's video.
You don't remember where I met you.
That was Shaz's video.
I don't feel bad about later on when you tried to
that
get
that was Shaz's video. I met you in Shaz's video.
I produced it, yeah.
Right, I met you there.
No, he did not meet me there.
Yes, I did. Met you before Shaz's video.
See,
lies. Because
that was
the video that
blow
came.
Her mind.
Go ahead.
I'm about to blow her mind, y'all.
Go ahead.
And she's about to that whole fake date stuff you talked about earlier. Watch.
Oh,
watch,
the way
watch.
You don't remember our date. Go ahead.
I met you at the Rayvon video shoot.
Oh, with Uni.
I don't know. There was no Uni there.
With Universal.
I was there
because of Uni.
I met you at the Rayvon video shoot, and you were. I think you were in the video.
I was in the video. I played the reporter.
Okay. And someone who's my manager now, actually, my man Carter, had a couple of women that came because of him. And
see, but I
you
remember talked
to
you.
Me. Listen, I'm. And
I
then,
remember
and
you
from approached
Shah's
me.
Video.
That's, hey, you know, I've been hurt before. It's cool.
And oh, then the way you don't remember we went on a date?
She's look,
the
look,
way,
y'all.
Yo, listen, B-Box Radio.
Though. Let me get my off. Let me
he,
get my
we
off.
We went on a date. He took me on a very nice date, actually.
Nice?
And he doesn't remember it.
I got to play
See,
a record,
bullshit.
I think. Where the record?
Bullshit.
I want to say, she turned the tides on. That's the Sesame, that's that Grouchette shit. She learned from Sesame Street. And you came to me and you said, are you from Flatbush? Because
mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, you know, and because I had a lot of polo on, apparently, whatever.
Oh, we talked and about the low life.
See?
Well, once you said
we
Flatbush.
We all forget.
Shit,
we all
no,
forget.
I definitely remember you from Shah's video. I don't remember you from
no,
the Ray
but
Vaughn
I said,
video.
I said, you know what? I said, Carter, get that one sister from the Ray Vaughn video. I want her in the video. And we had a good thing I wrote for you, but the director and editor, who's actually a guest next week, he did like little slicing and dicing.
Nah, I mean, because Kaysen was the lead in that video.
Right.
I remember that's how I met Kaysen. Shout out to Kaysen. Hi, boo.
Wait a minute. So I got to be part of that story. I guess I am.
Yeah, that's how I met Kaysen.
She was supposed to be in Love Seat. She had said yes. But
mm-hmm.
Her
schedule is bananas.
We shot Love Seat Super Bowl Sunday last year.
I was never asked to be in Love Seat, but that's okay.
I don't know what to do with you. So this first, we're not going to spend much time on this. But okay, look. All right. So I met you. It had to have been 2008 or no. 2010. It was a long time ago.
It was quite
and
some time
Shah
ago.
And Shah Stimuli will attest to this, what I'm about to say. All right.
Oh,
as
Lord.
As I have a calm drop. Look.
I'm
what they call green. I'm what they call green. You know what I mean?
Happening?
Like, nah, yo, like there be times I be calling Shah, right?
Uh-huh.
This is like it's in house, so y'all all get the all 100 of y'all listeners, right? Nah, I used to be like, yo, I call Shah, yo, I don't know if I'm on a date right now.
Like, you don't know if you're on like, a date right now.
He's like, yo, are you do do do? Like, yeah. Or do do do? Yeah. You pay? Yeah. You on a date? Or be like, you're not on a date? And I like, all right, cool. Because sometimes, like, I'm a real literal.
So you didn't know if we were on a date?
I don't.
On a date.
Apparently.
You like, called me up. You asked me out. You took me to dinner. You
hold
paid.
Hold on.
So I'm guessing
I need to turn your mic real quick. Hey, hold on. Mic's.
Was it Korean? What was it? What was it?
Vegetarian.
No, but what cuisine?
It was vegetarian.
But what kind?
Bola.
Okay, cool. All right. So I just wanted to make sure I wasn't.
You want to make sure I wasn't the other girl?
No. It wasn't a special place, but
Ooh.
Look. No,
I wanted to make
red
sure
bamboo.
It wasn't a special place.
Come on, red bamboo. Come on.
No, it was not red bamboo, Jerry.
Maybe it wasn't a date. Maybe it should have been a date, though.
Well, let's say that.
Are we talking?
It wasn't a date.
Are we talking? Cause we could talk. Because was it around the time you invited me to your barbecue?
It was before then.
Because
I was way before that.
My feelings was hurt at your barbecue.
Why were your feelings hurt at my barbecue? I wasn't dating nobody at the barbecue.
I was left alone.
Were you left alone?
Where was this date? We said
it was
nice though. It was
in
nice.
The village.
So what happened?
You don't even remember the date. You asking me what happened?
Word. Yo, you had no, my memory.
Anyway,
no, no, listen.
Let's
before
let's
we
move
on from
let's
that, because I can't be a jerk on the show yet. My memory. Is very, very, very
selective.
No. It's very bad. A lot of things I don't remember. Like I have like bad memory.
Okay.
I take pills.
Okay.
I take pills. Just so y'all know she's lovely. And so moving along.
Uh-huh.
So we did have you in the Shah Stimuli video. It's the first thing I ever produced. And were you Clinton Hill, right? You came to the brownstone.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's house, okay. And we had something where you just like were looking in the mirror. It was a great, great thing, but it was unfortunately was cut out by the director. It was dope. So we livin'.
Okay, yeah, now we're livin'. What's up, y'all?
Who wouldn't remember this? I don't, because then like then they'd be like, yeah, girl, fuck his memory, you know.
No.
Anyway, so I want to go back to, I saw you, we're going to jump around because to me, whenever I look at you, it's like everything is always like you're always doing stuff,
moving,
and it's always progressive. It's, you know, it seems like. Mm-hmm. So one time I had something in this small local festival, and I saw you popped up on the screen. I'm like, oh shit!
Oh yeah,
and
that
y'all
was
won.
The East New York.
Y'all won.
The East New York Festival. That was the Hagler.
It was about love.
It was about love. It was so funny when I auditioned for that. Shout out to Shantae Cherry, my writer director for the Hagler. Ooh, what's that? It's telling me something about the, y'all have Wi-Fi in this place?
Yeah, it's Wi-Fi. How do you, I want y'all to know, I'm just going to turn her headphone off. Y'all don't even know if she's telling the truth about this thing.
Wait, what?
Not talking about you.
What is it? Who?
The Wi-Fi, you're going to have everybody lit who comes downtown.
No. You're going to type it in so that you don't have to say it on the air.
No one cares.
Oh.
You know what? Yeah, because they be fun.
Right. No, right.
Yeah, don't be funny. I'm just saying.
No, people be funny. Be honest. Let me find the network.
So I'm going to talk.
So keep talking,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm the guest. Because
you're the host.
How do you do it? Because you know, most folk, and I feel like I like to compare. We can do both. Green Desk Shop. I'm sorry, y'all. Because obviously this couldn't have been taken care of like an hour ago. Let's do it. Come on. We do it. It's right there. Look to your left.
Oh,
She's so unaware.
I didn't see.
No, that was my
fault. Because I was spending so much time. I was looking directly at you as you speak to me.
Okay, anyway. So I feel like it's all caps, by the way.
Okay. I like your password. That used to be my dating mantra.
That? Oh, okay, I get it. Now we gotta tell them.
No, we don't.
Okay, we don't. All right, okay. I wanna get this out, though. I feel like, I'm like, damn, she's kinda like me, a little bit, you know, but not, you're not like me, but like, within, like, if someone can look at your page or look at, you know, your moves and be like, oh shit, he's doing something else now. How does he fucking do all these things? The average person, I think, would like rest upon the laurels for a couple of months, whatever. But with you, it's kind of like bong, bong, bong. And it's great. How does it feel? I feel like there may have been, was there ever a law, like a law in 2014,
there's 15? Always laws.
Really?
Yes.
Did you step up your not with you, because you be acting, but then it's like you had the internet radio show.
I was on, so I did internet radio for quite a while.
I wanted to be on that show.
You did?
I think, when didn't you have like
auditions
for hosts?
No,
I made that up.
Nah, not for that.
I made that up.
My first internet radio show was Spotlight Radio with Jermaine Smith, Jay Everyday brand. I did that for a couple years in Brooklyn. I just like to make sure when I say people's name that I say their whole thing so they get their life.
Oh, I thought the mouth wrinkle.
I mean, it did. Like, it wasn't. It was interesting. And then my next radio show was The Alarm Show, which was amazing for a while. And then I left that show, and now I do sporadic fill-ins on BLS.
I saw that once. You still do it?
Like, yeah, I've done about maybe 4 or 5. Shows.
So it's
but I'm talking to them about, you know, doing some more stuff. So
I think that it's sucky to, like, when people do things that's just not really the most regular thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
No, but it's like, you know, if you didn't do that, I don't know how I feel, though. But, you know,
no,
so
know.
Baseline,
know
I'm definitely always in awe of you. But it's like, oh, shit, like, she's doing. Because it kind of like, I feel like we're in sort of like a class.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't know that you were the Sesame Street alum. They have parties? Like, do you have like a secret?
No,
card?
There's no party for
there
Sesame Street
Where
alums
are they now?
Or
that's
whatever.
An article.
But you know what's crazy? So Roscoe Orman, who played Gordon, was in 12 Angry
you
Men
have a good memory.
At the Cumble a couple months back. And when I ran into him, I was like, you probably don't remember me because this has been like decades now. It's literally been over 30 years. And he's like, hey, Alan, yes, I remember you were always a client. You were always called in, Alan. Roscoe Orman was like, oh my God, you're one of our, because they call us Sesame Seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's interesting. Just talk and answer
it
that.
It was so when I ran into Roscoe Orman, he was like, "Oh my gosh, you were one of our Sesame Seeds from mm-hmm. Sesame Street." And we talked for a while, and it was really fun to like catch up. It was really fun to catch up.
You can't do. She's texting.
I'm not
somebody.
Good at,
she's
at walking and chewing gum. Sometimes, sorry. I think.
So you know Llama Day?
I think it was like 2012.
No. What? No.
Yeah. It was a long time ago. We met a long time ago.
Make it 2011. Just say. Or 10. Or
nah, it was like 2012.
Give me that.
There you go. He's asking me questions without saying it out loud. He's passing notes. He's passing notes. I just want y'all to know he's passing notes.
Huh, how is that possible? Okay. Anyway. You know Alameda Day Faison?
The name sounds familiar.
So Alameda Day Faison, he was somebody in, he was in the group Imagine.
Okay.
But also he was Sesame Street.
Nice.
And he's a singer. He's a great singer.
Nice. There's a bunch of us Sesame Street people. What's funny article. Is when I pledged, my line sister was on Sesame Street. We didn't know each other before we got online together. Shout out to Misha, Shamisha.
Where'd you pledge?
I am a Cindy Amaro. I pledged Spring 98, New York Metro, Brooklyn College, Alpha Pi.
Okay.
Ace Club.
I like Sigma Gamma Rose for the most part. I've met five of you in my life. But
wait, did you just say you met five of us? First of all, that was shade.
No. I met
but
five.
Go ahead.
Like, no.
But go ahead.
I want to say something. I feel like, you know, the ones that I met is like the most like grounded and it's together and no nonsense. I went to school in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta is like Delta Town. And then,
I mean,
AKA,
the South
so
is definitely
met a few.
DST, aka heavy.
Right. So
indeed.
You know,
my aunt. I mean, I come from a family full of Deltas. Actually,
you seem like a Delta up north. Delta.
What does that mean? How do you seem like a Delta? Don't get yourself in trouble.
I apologize to.
Hey, Sororers that are watching. Hi, guys.
Gamma Rho can't hurt me more than one already has. But I apologize to the National Organization
you know
of the Sisters of Sigma Gamma. It was a compliment. Like, I love Sigma Gamma. I'd be like,
no,
oh.
You know what it is? We trust me, we got plenty of our own, you know, drama and foolishness.
I love
but
y'all.
We,
you got
we,
blue
we keep it
fairly right there. That's why I got divided cocoa.
We keep it fairly in-house.
Yeah. And y'all don't wear the jackets. Y'all don't do a lot of that stuff. People can, you know, you have to just... It's like a delicate flower. You have to kind of...
He's trying to clean it up.
No, but this is real talk. Like, the first woman that I ever met, like, that was older than me was a Sigma Gamma Rho. And I was like, what is that? And, you know, that was...
It's okay. Oh. And we are not... No. I'm going to be 19 years in the bond this year.
Mm.
So I've been there for a while. And I'm used to people not exactly knowing who we are
y'all
or
blue
whatever.
And yellow, right?
Blue and gold.
I'm sorry.
I'm used to that. But it doesn't really bother me simply because, you know, my organization, you know, like every organization, we all have our things, whether it's our stereotypes, our flaws, whatever. But just, you know, I appreciate that for me. You know, we all have our jokes about everybody's organizations and each other's organizations, but I appreciate being a part of one of the D9. So it doesn't matter. Like, I'm too old for the extracurricular side shade. Like, shout out to my sorors. I love them. But
I
shout out to all
too.
Of the sisters in the D9 because, you know, we all of our organizations set some groundwork for where we're trying to go. So it's cool.
I'm going to have Carter needs to draft an apology for me.
No, he
but
doesn't.
Just everybody
Hi,
know,
I
listening.
Miss Carter.
Everybody know that I love Sigma Gamma Rho. Oh,
well,
that
I
shit
rhyme.
That shit rhyme.
Oh Lord.
Y'all trailblazers. Y'all don't follow. Y'all could have been anything. You know.
Listen, we were the last. But we're
it's like
we're
being
the,
a Crip in jail.
But
like
we're
the
only
the
organization founded on a white campus.
I don't know.
In you know in 1922.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. So, seven school teachers.
So I'm gonna fast forward a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I should never had you on my damn show. Just egg on my face. Egg on my face. So, where do I want to go to? I want to go to this. So, we sing, we do radio well, you sing well. From what I've seen like a cappella on Facebook. I haven't, you know.
Been to a show yet?
I haven't been invited to anything.
Have.
You tell lies now.
I'm
not gonna
lies.
This one I'm not gonna take.
I'm telling
you.
Talking
about Facebook invites. Hey y'all, everybody should come. That's not an invite. Cause that's
okay.
The case. And
no.
Then you should have seen Love Seat thing. Well, I did that for Love Seat too.
I let you know when I couldn't come and see Love Seat.
Yeah, but
I actually responded, like, it was a general invite, and then I personally said, I won't be able to make it, but I'm so proud of you. I responded to your general invite.
Okay. And I came to your
You came to our fundraiser.
No, your screening.
Which screening?
That you just had.
For, yes. Just had, yeah. Yes, for Mars and
I didn't
Venus.
Just come to the polo. I am a fundraiser. I'm a multiple fundraiser.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
You yes.
We need part two for this one.
Singer. So, I do a lot of things, but I think that sometimes that confuses people.
Why does that feel? Because let's talk.
I get a lot of flack for that.
Well, how does it feel? Because I'm someone also, you know, I do a lot of things, I think. And, you know, you never know when somebody is noticing or people don't. Girl, we live.
I know. It's okay.
I'm trying to reconnect to Facebook. It's us. This is why.
I know. You know what? And I was like, I wasn't going to be that jerk. And because I was like, maybe I should just bring my camera and just because I never.
That would have been dope.
I was like, oh, I'll bring my sticks. I'll bring my camera. I'll just set it up. That would have been dope. But I didn't get a chance to ask you, and I wasn't going to just roll up in your studio with, like, a camera.
I thought you was a guerrilla filmmaker. You just...
No, I'm not trying... But see, and there's a lot of pride in that in some ways, but I'm not trying to be a guerrilla filmmaker. I'm trying to be... I want to legitimize what we do.
So people are listening, right? And some of them who may be your friends, maybe their first time listening or seeing blah, blah, anything, you right? So I know when I do things, not just always quote unquote doing things, and sometimes people like they don't notice it or they don't show up or they don't inbox. I can't make it.
Right.
How does that? And they feel like I get the next one because I know this train is moving, so I'm not gonna miss out on her. How does it feel? How does it feel when you may want either a particular number of people to come or a particular person to come, but it just seems like it's not connecting to your.
How does
circle?
It feel when people don't show up? Is that what you asked?
Just show up. Show up, like, share, you know, just what people would call support. Like, it's like visible support.
Well, it's not always easy when people don't show up.
I don't like no camera.
It's not always easy when people don't show up, but shout out to my big sister, Tamiko White, who taught me to cheer for myself. It took me a long time to understand that everybody can't make everything. Everybody is not. And when people don't show up, especially people that really know you, that really love you, it's not really because they don't support. Some people just don't understand how important what you're doing is to you. And like what I'm doing is my life. Like I have sacrificed my financial stability. I've sacrificed my social time with family and friends. I'm quite sure that this life is why I got no man.
Yeah, that's why you got
a man. You know, it's a big sacrifice for me. So anything I do, whether I'm the lead or I have two lines, it's important to me.
I think that's true.
And so if people don't show up, I used to get really offended. I used to be like, oh, don't nobody care. It really isn't that. Everybody, a lot of times because I do so much, people won't show up because they'll be like, oh, there'll be something else.
Right.
And they don't like the people that I invited quite a few people, including my parents and my siblings, to our screening of Mars and Venus. For me, that was one of my largest moments in my film in my film career. And I'm so glad you came too. Like, you know,
I was on the list.
You were on the list. And it was a private screening. So it wasn't like it was something that was like, you know, but that was my first film that I took to market that I was not just in. You know what I mean? I co-wrote that film. I co-directed that film. I co-produced that film. I starred in that film. I concepted that film. So, you know what I mean? Like that... My partner and I on that film, we worked really hard on that and spent money we did not have. We raised some of it and then we put in the rest. And it was, you know, it was all kinds of hiccups. Our initial DP was supposed to edit. He took our money but never edited. He disappeared. He ghosted us.
What's his name?
I'm not going to do that, but it's crazy because he's somebody that's very big in the industry. So it was really shady that he did that. But that just happened to me again. I had a client hire me to do a commercial, and I hired a DP who's supposed to DP and edit, and he DP'd and he dipped with my money. He never edited.
Yeah, the DP editing shit blows anyway.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do it anymore. But I'll say his name. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding though. Darren Malone.
Darren Malone.
Yep.
It's not nice, Darren Malone.
No, it wasn't very nice. but anyway, I'm sorry. The way my petty is sometimes.
Can I say something? You're not that petty at all. You're not that petty. I think sometimes it isn't people don't understand how important it is, but like sometimes people don't understand how important they are. Or their prejudices.
That too.
Because I don't be knowing. I don't think Akeem would care if I come somewhere.
But
well,
of why would I
think?
Do.
What? Why would I think that? You know what I'm saying? Like people, if people don't, like boom, like the game night alleged that I didn't really happen because most of y'all wasn't invited. But like, you know, I do a little, make sure that you know, hey, you. Because in this day and age, we feel like I threw an invite out there. Or I threw the little post. I mean, I tagged the person so they know I care. Like, nah, right. You just... tagging motherfucker, you know, but if you hit me on my jack, you know, on my
jack. You just dated yourself.
Hit me on
hit
my
him
jack.
On jack,
hit
son.
Me on the celly, you know, then I kind of know. But like then when you mentioned my film at your screen, I'm like, oh, how she know my Lucy? I mean, even though obviously everyone should know.
But we had a whole conversation. When you were out there, did you forget that too?
No, we had a convo before I
No, you.
Before I went out there.
Because I was supposed to go to LA too and I didn't wind up going.
And you ain't hang with me.
I didn't go. The company that was supposed to. The company that was supposed to fly me out flaked.
So you could have went to game night then?
No, I couldn't. Because once they flaked, I got another gig.
Okay. I feel like we have this thing we need to work out. It's been going on for that year. Can't be the right year. Or I'll tell you off air why that wasn't. Why
you
that
had a girl that year?
Look, listen to me. I don't do that. I don't do that.
So maybe my year was off. Maybe it was 2011.
Look, just stop seeing years right now. Sorry, remember how long my relationship was. But no, you know what though? I was actually in a polyamorous relationship for 4 years.
Were you?
So, but even with that,
were you one of two, or was the women? It was two women and you.
No. Okay. I wasn't in. I didn't have multiple people. But the relationship.
You got into an open relationship.
You can say that.
Okay.
It wasn't open because there were parameters.
Okay.
That we both had, but
right.
Okay. But yeah. Anyhow. But yeah, okay. I feel good. Like you mentioned Love Seat. Even if you we talked about where I mentioned it, people don't always remember the name of the joint.
Oh yeah, no.
People call it the couch. How is the couch? And you know, so and for you also to mention it during your thing, it's like, oh okay, like she's cool. I know you was cool, but that makes it like, oh okay, she really cool because people won't always do that. You know what I mean?
Because like so, my mentor in my head, one of my mentors in my head, is. Ava DuVernay, and this is before she became like so whatever. I remember I Will Follow, which was her first film. Mm-hmm. I remember Ava, the PR person. I used to, for those that don't know, I used to run a magazine. I used to own and run a magazine. We were one of the first digital magazines.
What magazine was that?
It was called XI Magazine.
That was from XI Magazine. So
that was my magazine.
Did we do something?
Yeah, we did. We did.
Sorry. What was this now?
But that was in 2000. I ran that magazine from 2009 to 2012. Okay. Well, late 2011. Okay. And then I left in November 2011. The magazine folded in February 2012.
I remember XI Magazine.
But so I remember Ava, the PR person. And she was dope then.
Yes.
I don't know her to be like, oh, that's my girl. Like, I don't know her.
But
I knew who she was. So when she started on her trajectory from I Will Follow to Middle of Nowhere, and I loved that. It was a great movie too. But anyway, my point is, Ava has I remember her saying, if your dream only involves you, it's not big enough. And when I started on this film journey, all I wanted to do was sing and act. I didn't think about writing, producing, directing, none of that. That was so far beyond my scope at the time. And when I realized that was in my world, producing and then eventually writing and then eventually directing, I promised myself that when I did those things, I would A, make sure that I was providing opportunity for other people like me who didn't have a door open to them at the time. So if I'm writing something, then that's a vehicle, not just to get my writing out there, but to get actors that may not be on the short list for large project, large productions or whatever, in this, you know, on set. Learning set etiquette, learning how to conduct themselves on a set, learning what it means when somebody says back to one, learning what it means to be on your mark, learning what it means to, you know what I mean, all these different things. And so when I am being celebrated in any way, I always try my best to point out others that inspire me in the midst of that celebration and celebrate them, because we all, whether we want to admit it or not, whether everybody functions that way or not, we, independent filmmaking is, it's an ecosystem. And it's like, so if you do well and you do this and this works out for you, then as someone who's doing it as well, maybe I didn't do well in that area, I can come, I should be able to come to you and say, yo, I tried to do such and such, but that's it. What happened? Well, how did you, we should be not codependent, but interdependent. And a lot of people don't look at it that way, and I do my best to make sure that I do, because that's important to me. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it was our night, but I was very happy to see you. And so it was you and several other filmmakers that I really admire and appreciate in the room. And so I made sure that I shouted them out, because now I've exposed you all to additional audience that maybe you didn't have, or maybe these people do know you, like, who now they've been, they now it's been reintroduced, you know what I mean? So I just think that that's important. I think that it's really important to understand that, you know, like, it's not going to dilute anything from my moment by sharing it with someone else.
You would think.
No, that you, that you is, that is fact. It's just everybody doesn't have that mentality. And then some people are so, it's twofold. Some people are so thirsty for a moment they refuse to share because they feel like they've been robbed of it for so long. And then some people are so oblivious to sharing that it's not intentional, but they're just excited. They're just happy to be there.
You are my favorite Bed-Stuy person. I don't, you know.
I appreciate that.
I'm a neighborhood nationalist. And,
I appreciate that.
You do Bed-Stuy good. You are not shiesty, you know, none of that.
Nah, I mean, and that's, that really is how I feel about that. And it's not a matter of, you know, trying to be or sound anything. I think that it's just, it's necessary. It's necessary.
Yeah, I
appreciate it.
You got a fan for life with that one.
All it's right, necessary.
And you did a, I wasn't just talking, you did a great job directing.
Thank you.
Co-directing, because we seen the boy, you know.
Yeah, Steven.
Steven, the other Steven.
Shout out to Steven Cofield.
Steven Cofield. Saw him twice, or saw him two films out there in Hollywood. And, you know, saw him, you know, and it was like, okay. But when I saw him in your film, it was like, oh. So I already saw him in two different films, you know, two different characters. And so I felt like I saw what he can do. Usually I do, okay, I know what he can do. Okay, that's cool.
Right.
But when I saw him in your film, that's when I respected him. Oh, shit. You know, but as an actor, shit, like, oh, son, he gets it in.
Yeah.
Not just because of who he played, but like, oh, he has this whole thing. But you would never think that that guy could
was
do that.
Right.
So, of course, a lot of it comes from him, obviously, as an artist.
He's,
but
he's super
also
talented.
As a director, like, you know.
Well, you know what it is? Everybody that like really knows me knows that directing film is not my preferred thing. When I direct, I prefer to direct theater, personally.
Can we do a Raisin in the Sun together?
Sure.
Could I be Walter?
Sure.
I got headshots. Don't play. I've been on TV. I've been acting. Don't
listen,
play.
I'm not.
All right, I cut you off. I just wanted to get that in there. Don't forget.
No, but that is, that directing theater is my preference. Like, last year I was in a play called You Wouldn't Expect at the August Wilson in Pittsburgh. It was amazing. It was probably to date my best theatrical work yet. It was my first standing ovation. No, I'm sorry. The year before that in Pittsburgh was my first standing ovation. But they called me back to do this thing, and I did it at the August Wilson, which was incredible because it's like, it wasn't even part of the Century Cycle. It was a different play. but it was at the August Wilson, and I was just like, oh my God, I'm the lead in a play at the August Wilson in Pittsburgh. It's crazy. But that play was submitted to the New Works Festival in the DC Theater Festival, and I'll be directing that reading.
Oh.
I'll be reprising my role as the lead, but I'll also be directing that reading.
This is all online? Like far as how would... Like, I know this is happening. Do you put everything you do online?
I do. Anything that I'm doing is usually on my website. If nowhere else, it's on my website.
What's the website, though?
More, M-O-O-R-E, than, T-H-A-N, enough, E-N-U-F-F.com. Morethanenough.com. Okay. But this all, we just solidified everything. I still haven't signed my contract and all that yet, so that's why I haven't posted about it. But... Right. I was directed by an amazing director, Shonda Erica Miles. She was at the show as well. I think I shouted her out as well that night. I was directed in that by her. And then I'll be directing the reading myself down there. But I direct film like I direct theater. We have, you know, I'm very big on rehearsals. I'm very big on improv. We have mandatory improv sessions before we even get to the dialogue, in character improv, so that these actors can really get the nuances of those characters in their bodies, so that the dialogue is not doing the work, so that they're doing the work. Because if you really know who this character is and you have them in your skin already, then adding the dialogue only gives you a roadmap. You already know who they are, how they walk, how they move, how they talk. And so I'm very big on specificity for actors and for people in general. Actually, this week's blog post was all about specificity. I write a blog.
I'm going to subscribe to your blog.
I write a blog.
Is the blog on the site or is it separate?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, it's on the site. It's a separate tab, but it's on the same site. And all my blogs are really, I mean, they are, anyone can benefit from them, but they're specifically geared towards creatives. And that's just actors, like creatives, period. Because there really isn't a lot of space for us to talk about the things that aren't sexy. Like, you know, encouragement is a big thing, but talking about when you know, how to deal with when you don't get that festival or when you don't get that role. Or
is
when
that something, because I still get rejections. I'm like, I'm done with it. I don't want it no more, and still get rejections.
No, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I submitted Mars and Venus. So far, out of the 8 festivals we submitted to, 8. We've gotten 3 responses back, and they've all been no.
8. Yeah, I did like 20.
Well, we just started.
Well, yeah.
Like we just started.
So don't do 20. Don't be like me.
Well, 20, no. 20. I mean, but there's what I realized though is that it's a specific kind of film, and it's not, you know, it's very dialogue heavy. It's dialogue driven. It's not action packed. It's
love
not.
That. I love that.
You know what I mean? So there, I need to sit with my partner, and
who's your partner?
Katie Mack. Okay, is to the K-Mac Brands. That's our company. We wrote and directed and produced Mars and Venus together. We've done a bunch of things together. Actually, we've done 4 short plays that we've won awards for. We've done a full play that we did really well with. So we've created together.
I need to get a page alert.
Huh?
I need to get a page alert because I don't be knowing these things be happening. But you know what's funny? I have, as a guy that I know, and he hit me up very drunk at a party a few months ago. He's like, yo, Vic, what happened after Dirty Hearts? I did something called Dirty Hearts in 2013, 14, whatever. It's like, you fell off. You ain't doing nothing. Like, yo, I put out, like, you know, 2 things since then. It's
right.
been all on, you know, all on Facebook.
Right.
And everyone who's around here, right, you know, all your friends saw it. Wow, I didn't see anything. I didn't know you were doing anything. And he was serious. And he
But that's why I try to tell people. That's why I encourage people to subscribe to my site. Because when I put up a post, it automatically kicks out. And I don't post a lot, so it's not a flood of emails. But when I post, it'll automatically kick out an email at the end of that week, compiling any posts that I've made for that week. So when I'm doing things, it's just easier and less intrusive on people's inboxes and time.
I liked Mars and Venus.
Thank you.
I felt like I had a voice at certain points.
Nice.
Like, yeah.
That's what. That's what it's supposed to be.
It was good just to know. I didn't want to say this at the spot because I didn't want to be like taking time. But it was good to know that at least like 2 women get it. Like, you know, that's all you need is 2 women. Then you can just go on and be great and try to date in the world. Because it wasn't, you know, some would think because 2 women wrote it that it would be women-centric is the word?
Yeah, no, but I think it wasn't. That, like, well, it was and just, that's what, that was intentional. Mm-hmm. I know for me, like, so I just sold my first TV pilot.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I am at a place where I never really thought I'd be a writer in this way. And now that I do write, I try so hard not to be... I try to allow the pendulum to swing both ways. I don't ever want it... I don't ever
want... smart talking right there.
No, seriously. I don't ever want it to be one-sided. Like, I know that a lot of... Like, we were talking about relationships and stuff earlier. A lot of the failures in my relationships have been my inability to see the other person's side. And I recognize that at this point in my life. And so in my writing, I don't ever want it to be just about my opinion about something. I want it to really resonate with both sides. Like, I have a short that I wrote that I really want to shoot. I have to figure it out. But it's about that. It's about relationships and, like, the way that it's set up. You know, you get to kind of see his version of what ideal is and her version of what ideal is and see how distinctly different they are. Mm-hmm. And then you get to see the truth of how it actually plays out,
yeah.
Which is far from both of their ideas of ideal. And it's like, will they stay or won't they? Mm-hmm. And so with that, I really try to incorporate that into my writing at this point.
Did you, like, dig up old emails from exes to kind of get some? No?
No, because it is. Okay. Like, we have a play called Loveless. No, not Loveless. That one is Fearless. Fear.less. And it opens. It opens with the main character getting this voicemail. And the voicemail is like, you know, and the main character's name is Tasha. And the dude is like, hey, Tasha, I know, you know, you want a relationship. And I realize that, but that's a lot of work. And I'm not really ready for that kind of work right now. I work hard enough as it is. And and I'm just not there. But, you know, you take care of yourself.
This was a voicemail.
This was a voicemail nice. For the character. But that's a true story. And I didn't get a voicemail. I got an email.
Give me a high five. You still high five, right? That's not old. No. I've broken up through a couple emails.
Well, but it wasn't even a breakup. Dude was like, listen, you require way too much emotional maintenance and I'm not here for it. So, but you take care of yourself now. But this was after this man, like, we had an argument. This is the same man who took my hand at the bedside and was like, let's pray. And we gonna figure this out.
Oh, like the movie. It's like, the Haggler.
Right. He's like, we gonna figure this out. Let's pray. And he played it all out. And then literally the next day, that was the email.
Maybe that's what Jesus told. I ain't gonna know about it. But maybe that's what came to him to be honest to you. I don't.
Maybe that's what came to him to be honest to me after the cookie.
Right.
Right.
The
Right.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Right. No, it's not chocolate chip.
I feel like women should name, like, what kind of cookie? Like, is it Oreo? Oatmeal raisin? Okay.
Oatmeal raisin.
Oh, it's like warm and familiar. Yeah,
warm and spicy.
Okay. All right, we have 2 minutes left. Where do we go after that? I should have been like, I should have signed off after that. I want everyone to know that I do get excited when I meet a Sigma Gamma Rho person. Sincerely.
Oh, God, we still talk about that?
Because I don't want to edit.
My Sora said hello.
This.
It's okay.
Dope. And we're talking about this date later.
Oh, God.
But I came to the barbecue. You know what? Kawan, the previous host, he actually came to the barbecue too.
Oh, okay.
That one time. And I said, just like, yo, what's up? So he's like, I don't know. I don't know. And then, you know, so we came through and I forget what it was, but it was something like, oh, You know, when you see something isn't what you may have thought it may have been, that happened at the barbecue. And actually, that was the night that I decided to move out of Brooklyn, which I did. Not because of the barbecue, but
you moved? I didn't know you didn't live in Brooklyn anymore.
I didn't put that out there.
Oh, probably, well, now
about a year
know.
And a half. Yeah, well, none of the people who I don't want to know listen anyway.
Okay.
none of the home invaders and killers listening. So, I think we're out of here.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
All right, so we have 10 more seconds for the SoundCloud and shit. I don't know. It's awkward. Y'all know how I
do. Make sure you find me on morethanenough.com and follow me at Okima T. Moore on all media platforms. Thanks, guys, for having me. It's been fun.